Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to season two of Let's Talk America. I'm your host, Lewis. Now, I know I've been gone for a while, but now we're back, and hopefully we're going to be better than ever for you guys. So I wanted to talk to you about what's been going on the Ukraine, and my heart goes out to the families, every single person out there that is trying to fight. So my message to you guys is stay strong. Now, you have a president that is willing to change his regular clothes to a military clothes to fight with the military to protect his country. That is a true leader. If that will be happening to us, I guarantee you probably our president will be hiding in a basement with the vice president. I also wanted to talk about Putin and why I believe he's doing this now. I believe that he's doing this now because he knows that our president is very weak. Our vice president is very incompetent. She doesn't know what to do. NATO has no power right now to attack them. So that's why they're taking advantage of this now. Now, I know you guys have seen videos and clips about the attack and everything. I've seen the video actually today that it was very devastating. I saw a tank run over a vehicle that was trying to escape Ukraine and crush the vehicle with the person in there. I also seen another video that a fighter jet was flying, dropping a bomb to a building next to where people were recording, and they had kids in there. You know, all these helicopters invading. Also, I've been seeing and hearing that, you know, now foot soldiers are going and walking through the streets. You know, I'm hoping that they don't hurt no civilians, because civilians don't have, you know, the capacity to protect themselves or don't have the military knowledge of how to fight a military person, things like that. I believe that, you know, NATO and the US and everybody around the world should be helping out, unless everyone's just scared of Putin and they don't want to deal with him. You know, that's understandable, that's on you. But I believe, you know, the Ukraine should be helped out. There's a lot of reasons why Russia wants to take over Ukraine. You know, it's one of the biggest large countries in Europe, and he's trying to bring back the, you know, USSR, you know, and I hope he doesn't do that. Now I hope our president has the cojones, you know, to step up and actually, you know, do something about it. He did mention that he has some sanctions going on, but he said that it would take a couple of months. But that time, Mr. President, I'm sorry, but I think Russia will overtake over Ukraine and probably other little countries around it. You know, I believe you guys should just hit hard and hit fast, just to, you know, make a statement and show them that, you know, Ukraine is not by themselves. My other things that I've been listening and hearing about things is, you know, how this president, it's not putting a fear on this guy, this dictator. They also asked him about China, whether he thinks about China taking over Taiwan, and he didn't want to comment on that. I understand, Mr. President, you're friends with China, but still, Taiwan is our allies too, so, you know, that's one thing that we should keep an eye out on. Now, I know you guys probably heard this before, but you probably will hear it again. Gas prices will be probably going up. You know, I looked at it today. Today, we're still averaging at $3.50, but most likely in a couple of weeks, our prices will be going a little higher. So, America, please tell me what you think. Give me comments. Give me posted. I hope you like my podcast. I hope I get to hear you from you guys soon, and I'll be coming back with more and more things going on in Ukraine and also here in the United States. Thank you very much, and have a good night, guys.